What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, I'm going ham on Muslim scammers and grifters. So this is a video that I wanted to do for a while, but I really didn't want to do it because I'm like, okay, these Muslims are, they're grifting, they're borderline scamming. But you know what? Maybe their heart is pure. Maybe they gonna make it work. But now, guys, I'm looking at this website over here. It's called Nikagram. This is a Muslim dating company. And their job, apparently, guys, is to hook up dudes with virgin women, pro-traditional values, all that bullshit. I actually heard of that from Gabriel Romani. Yes, this is a video Gabriel Romani did. I'm really hoping that Gabriel Romani is not associated with this scam website. It looks like this is more than likely, guys, this Nikagram is just, you know, piggybacking on Gabriel Romani. I don't think he is part of the scam. You guys can go on Google, type it on YouTube, Instagram, type in Nikagram. I might leave it in the description if you guys want to do it on your own. But guys, if you read this like I do, they pretty much say the stuff that you want to hear, which is, oh, haram, oh, the powers that be. Okay, and at the end of the day, guys, they simply tell you, men pay $50 while women get to sign up for free. That's right here in their description. Of course, they're telling you, oh, we got all these people from all over the world. They're all joining us. You know, this is the best app ever. And it says right here, guys, $50 one-off sign-off for the brothers. So, of course, you know, men get to pay and, you know, women just sign up for free. So let's go through their Instagram, shall we? As you guys can see, they only have 722 followers. So obviously they're not that big of a service at all. And quite frankly, if you're that small, you really shouldn't have, you shouldn't even be asking for money. Okay, so let's scroll down their website. As you guys, or their Instagram page, as you guys can see, they're simply just getting videos from other Muslims out there, which I personally find to be extremely, extremely disingenuous. Islam, because these are other dudes, they're probably not giving you the permission to use their videos
and
in what you're doing.
And there is absolutely no doubt about that.
And, why are you guys not doing your own videos? Why are you guys not showing us a little bit of your app, you know? Why are you using Mufti Mink? Why are you using Gabriel Romani? Why are you using all these people who probably don't even know that you people exist? Why are you guys using them? Look at that. Free, halal, pro-virginity, pro-traditional values, pro-polygamy. Come on, dude. Most Muslim sailors out there can't even get a girl to look in their general direction, and you're telling them pro-polygamy? Come on, man. You know how they say free, but yet they tell you $50 one-off sign-up for brothers? Come on, man. So let's go through all this, guys. As you guys can see, these are all videos that they have of other people, you know. So obviously, this none of this is their content. They're just posting what other Muslims, who most of them probably are grifters. You know, this is why I tell you guys, Islam is the biggest grift on the face of the planet. Not the religion, but the people who profess to back the religion, okay? Let's look at that. Nikagram officially launched. Go to Nikagram to sign up. Okay, you guys signed up exactly a year ago. Okay, so they started a year ago, no likes, no nothing. And after exactly a year minus a week, you know, they only have 722 followers. Come on, man. And let's look at their website. Okay, they have a website over here. Of course, you can WhatsApp them. You can, you know, if you're a woman, you can go sign up for free. If you're a dude, you can go sign up but pay them $50. Let's look at their website, shall we? Okay. So this is their website over here. First of all, if you guys been around for a year, why do you have this Mickey Mouse website, man? This is a freaking Mickey Mouse website. This is, guys, if you're gonna grift, if you're gonna scam, at least make the damn thing look good. Look, I get it if you just started up like a couple of days ago, but we just saw your Instagram. Your first post on Instagram was February 1st, 2023. You guys have been in business for a year minus a fucking month. I'm sorry, a year minus a freaking week, and yet you have this Mickey Mouse website over here. Free sign up for sisters, one off. $50, oh, 50 pounds, I guess, which is a little bit more than $50. Free worldwide halal marriage services, free to use service for all candidates. This service is for people who are serious about marriage. So what's the catch? Brothers pay a one-off 50 pound to register for a limited time without subscription. Optional paid profile up. Cosmetic, not functional, are available too. So after you pay $50, you know, you can pay them even more to update your information. I'm going to go to their About Us in a second. I just want to see how it works, okay? So how does the process work? You sign up and set up. You pay the fees. You register your profile. You view their full database. So obviously, they're... you can only see what they have after you pay them the money. After you pay them the money, you can get to see the woman in here. You know, surprise, surprise, right? Find your ideal spouse, browse and match. Again, I ask you again. You guys been around for a freaking year. Your data, your Instagram, your social media is very, very small, you know. Like, how many people do you have in your dating app? All right, let's read their information. This is not a dating or chatting app. You registered to get your profile among other top quality profiles of Muslims from all around the world. We don't use algorithms. The app is currently unlimited and automated. We're not trying to get you hooked like other dating apps. Blah, blah, blah. After sign up, full profile with complete details, blah, blah, blah. Get notified of each new match and send your details to get instant matches. I'm going to see what DoorDash has. Oh, that's the prayer. Okay, that's the prayer. It's, yeah, that's fucking DoorDash. Yeah. I'm just out here, guys, having fun, drinking my Starbucks coffee, free refill. By the way, on Thursdays, guys, if you have the app, you can get any grande specialty drink for like $3. And then you can get the free refill for the regular coffee. Anyways, back to what we're looking at. Free sign up for sisters. You know, guys, you know, obviously you guys pay the money, you know. Quality over quantity. Marriage profiles focus on qualities and facts. So that's fucking DoorDash. That's, you know, not worth it. Nope, not doing two orders. $10 for 10 miles. Go fuck yourself. You won't find these elsewhere. Privatized photos to protect you. Photos are required from all users to stop fake profiles and ensuring quality. And okay, that's good. Unapologetically avoiding haram. No direct contact with the opposite sex. Exchange family contact details. So what are you gonna do, contact her mother, you know? Unbelievable. Oh, this is part of their fact. Let's go over their fact. Who is this service for? Types of Muslims, blah blah blah. For all Muslims, please check our main website and the rest of our fact, as there are many reasons and separate questions, including virgins who want to marry virgins. How can you authenticate virginity, dude? You know, virgin hymen replacement surgery is exploding throughout the Middle East. I know, you know, I was married to one of them. So we don't have any annoying monthly subscription fees. or credit card in our file. Now you just take their $50 from a bunch of simps. You know, this is fucking what Hamza's fucking doing. And Andrew Tate, just take $50 from a bunch of loser men. Pay as you go. We do not mandate a hefty yearly payment or monthly subscription fees when you do not know if you can or will use Nikog, our service. For 1 year from payment date. Okay, so every year you're gonna have to pay $50. I mean that's not a bad deal, but if it actually was legitimate, you know, that's not a bad deal. Again, this is just a scam website to get the money of a bunch of simps. Before I go ham on these motherfuckers, you guys know ham stands for hard as a motherfucker. Before I go ham on these guys, I just want to show you exactly what they are saying. That way when I go ham on them, you guys won't be like, oh, or maybe you're taking it too harsh on them. You own appropriate photos, at least one. Okay, so they go through Stripe, which is fine. I go through Stripe. Yeah, they focus on, you know, great couples, marriages, blah, blah, blah. This is just boilerplate, you know, feel-good bullshit. Can we speak to a potential suitor first before sharing family contacts? No, this is may... Well, that's a typo, but that's fine. No, this may lead to unnecessary haram. I mean, honestly, what's the difference between a guy using fucking Tinder and using your app? I mean, it's not like these people haven't used Tinder, Bumble, and all that bullshit, you know? It can't be. See, this is what Muslims do, man. It's halal here, but it's haram here. It's like, come on, dude. The profile provides enough detail to determine whether a candidate is suitable or not, so you can get families involved from day one. Guys, what do we talk about in the red pill, man? Don't get families involved, especially from day one, because here's the thing, dude. Back in the day, you could do that because the families knew one another, okay? But in today's current world order, you know, this is great for a woman who's looking for a simp. You know, if you're a post-wall thought, you're looking for a rich simp, you know, this probably would be perfect for you over here. But here's the thing, guys. A lot of Muslim guys out there, a lot of Muslim sales out there, they're waking up to all these scams going on out there. So I don't think this is going to get much success. Okay, so you guys are different from all the other Muslim dating apps because you have to get the family involved. Oh, okay. Okay, so they're doing the whole Wally Guardian thing of, well, a woman has to provide the information for her next two male authorities to sign up. It's like, dude, these women are providing their information to OnlyFans and Tinder, but they're gonna go through all these steps to get themselves a Muslim sale. I don't think so. And how are you gonna know that these next two relatives are not male? Maybe it's a burner account one, burner account two. We also require a female contact from both sides, so that families... Dude, this is just TMW. It's just too much work. You know, ain't nobody gonna waste time going through this whole process. If you're interested in a brother to unlock his family contacts, then your own family contact details will be automatically shared with him alongside a copy of your profile. If he is interested in your profile, he may choose to have his family contact your family from the details he receives, or he can send an acceptance response with his own family contact details and proof photos if he decides. So pretty much, come on, man. This is so not going to work. I mean, do you really expect random people who don't even know each other, who live literally halfway around the world? Do you expect people from like day number one to get their parents involved? You know, how about if these people are going through multiple different dudes or multiple different women? You know, do you think their families are just going to be sitting around like, oh, Omar, yes, this is what, Hoja Abbey number 27 this week? Come on, dude. You can choose. You will be sent a copy of his profile with their family's contact. Come on, man. You think somebody's going to put their family contact details out there for the world to see on the World Wide Web? Come on, man. I mean, this is kind of like how the Colombian criminals use fucking Tinder to get people to rob and scopamine, you know. I mean, this is perfect for scammers, if you ask me. So if you're a dude, it's the same thing. You unlock her family's contact information, and then, you know, they write you. Oh, okay, so all of a sudden, you know, having to have a wally goes out the window. But notify, you know, somebody in your family first. Okay, I'm sure some hojab is gonna do that. Yeah. So, as a parent or guardian, let me rephrase that. I'm the parent of a Muslim cell. Can I pay on the Muslim cell's behalf? Absolutely. In fact, we encourage it. Why do I have to pay for each? Wait a sec. Whoa. Why do I have to pay for each profile unlock? Whoa. I thought this was totally free for women, and Muslim sellers had to pay 50 euros or 50 pounds. Now they have to unlock each profile. As we have a mostly public database where anyone could ultimately access, explore, and share most of the details without signing up, and we haven't hidden this limited database behind a subscription paywall, our fee is only once on registration and a smaller fee once per unlock. So this is kind of like the apps where they want you to pay to chat. If we wanted to keep you on our custom app, we would have to pay a monthly, yearly subscription. Oh, no. Come on, man. This is like all the apps who send bots to say hi to you, and then you're like, okay, how do I chat back with this person? Oh, you gotta pay more. Oh, no. I mean, these guys are setting you up. I mean, these guys are setting you up to be fucking scammed. You may have a limited amount of profiles you could request each month or be swiping endlessly on low-quality profiles. Instead of this, we choose pay as you go so that you think about each unlock request properly. Oh, this means that it's a matter of quality over quantity. Share your family's contact details are shared as soon as you make an unlock request rather than having to wait for this side. And this makes it much more likely for you to find your future spouse. What world are these people living in, dude? I mean, You think random people are gonna get their family in before they can even talk to one another? Can I request an unlimited number of profiles? Yes, you can make an unlimited. We don't intend on placing a limit on this, but honestly, we believe you won't need this, as you'll find someone if you're serious. So apparently you can pay for a master unlock, but they're telling you we don't recommend this, as you will find someone if you're serious. I mean, do you really think people are sitting on an app waiting to be fucking married? Come on, man. Is marriage coaching provided? Oh, God. Please email us and we can look into this. So if we have enough requests, we may look at setting something up to help brothers and sisters improve their profiles, their marriage mindset, and personal qualities. Otherwise, our profile formats should already bring out the best in you. Yeah, let's see how you guys take a sub-5 Muslim sale and turn him into fucking Shad. Is this service halal? See, this is what I can't stand. Everybody's halal, halal. Come on, man. Your student's loan are haram. The car you're driving is haram because you got a lease. The house you live in is haram because of a mortgage. And all of a sudden, you're going to be halal service. Oh, okay, halal dating. Yes, inshallah, we don't allow any direct contact between the brother and the sister. They do not chat to each other, and their own contact details aren't sent over to each other. Their families must be involved, including a guardian wali from the sister's side, and even character reference from both sides. We follow the Quran and Sunnah with the authentic, clear understanding of the pious predators. Predecessors, we strive to follow the correct Islamic way and keep this service entirely halal. You're just gonna make Islam look bad, man. You're just gonna make Islam look like it's a fucking grift at this point, you know. Yeah, her family must approve of you, dude. Yeah, you just paid us all this money, but her family never got back to you, dude. Okay, if you want families to get back to you, why don't you pay us so we can coach you? Oh, my God. I mean, this app has every sign of a freaking scam on it. What do you consider a version for this service? Oh, this ought to be good. What if I haven't lost my virginity but have done some sexual things in the past? As part of this registration process, you will need to swear by Allah that you're a complete virgin, meaning here that your private areas have never been intimately touched by anyone else, nor have you intimately sexually touched anyone else's private parts, and obviously nothing further than this, including any form of sexual intercourse. Lying in any oath sworn in the name of Allah is a huge sin with severe consequences in this life and a punishment in the hereafter. Come on, dude. I mean, this makes moss. I mean, I'm hoping this is set up by dirty Jews. I'm really hoping that this is set up by dirty Jews mocking Muslims. If this is set up by Muslims, we're scum. We're scum. The Ummah of Muhammad is nothing but scum. If this is set up by Muslims, we're scum and nothing but scum. If you aren't a virgin, your profile will be removed without refund, but can opt to sign up to option 2, Nika, again. If you, how are you going to know if a person is a virgin or not, you know? I mean, they can lie. I mean, this is assuming people that, I mean, look. Muslim incels are gonna sign up because nobody wants them, but for the woman is, I mean, this is too much. This is TMW, dude. This is just too much work. So I'm trying to understand. Okay, so you're not a virgin, they'll get your money, but you can opt in for option 2. Let me see what DoorDash is up to. See, DoorDash is going down the drain, guys. Fuck them. Okay, if Nika again does not become available in time for your usage or at all in the future, you may request a refund, but we are not obligated to provide it on the basis as the condition has already been presented to you before payment and sign up. All right, I'm confused. Okay, So if a person is not a virgin, you're gonna confiscate their money. How are you guys gonna... Honestly, dudes, I don't want to think about... I really don't want to think about this. I mean, this is... I mean, this is either mockery of Islam or these are just retards. We also recommend the nikah again service to those age 30 or above, as this will greatly expand your options even if you are a virgin. And in fact, virgin Muslim candidates who are not bothered about whether or not their spouse is a virgin are also welcome to sign with nikah again. So you're gonna be married to like post-wall woman, single mothers. Hey, what's their take on single mothers? This ought to be good. Can I sign up anonymously to extend? You don't have to provide your surname and your payments are through Stripe. However, you are required to provide contact information for yourself and family. We can't allow anonymous signups as this will need to ensure the profiles, spouse in a halal way. Chick-fil-A can go to hell. Guys, don't ever go to Chick-fil-A because it's usually packed and it's like not worth it. We can't allow entirely anonymous signups as we need to ensure profiles are real people who are serious about finding a spouse in a halal manner. Wow, I mean, the fact that they took all this time to write this bullshit, man, they're serious about the grift. Why is a picture required? Because looks matter, yeah, looks do matter. It's a paid feature to receive the photo though, which can be requested when...
Whoa.
Are you guys telling me that you won't be able to look at the picture and that the picture can only be paid for if somebody pays for it? It's a paid feature to receive the photo through which can be requested when requesting an unlock a family contact... Oh my god. Dudes, just quit, dudes. I mean, honestly, this is more of a scam than I originally thought. So you can't see pictures, and the only time you can see a picture, if you pay to see a picture, I mean, you have to be you just have to be like, you just have to be like a really desperate dude for this. I mean, no. Why is there a world limit on some sections? Okay. Too much information. Before seeing and meeting each other is bad information. Too often do people... I mean, are you going to meet each other in person or something? I mean, looks... Okay, why is there a word limit on some sections and brackets for looks, height, and weight? Too much information before seeing and meeting each other is bad information. I mean, do you guys really expect that people with very limited information are gonna, like, meet one another in person? Come on. This is fucking retarded. Is there a discount for women signing up? We may offer this in the future because we understand it may be more difficult for sisters to sign up if they're not earners. Women out-earn men today. But as men are supposed to provide in marriage, they should be able to afford the service. Let us know if this is something you feel is needed. All right, dudes, all you Muslim sellers out there, you know, you're going to provide to some hojabi. Might as well provide to these scammers. My profile keeps getting rejected for photo request. However, blah, 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 alongside these algorithms to worship all... Okay, my profile keeps getting rejected for photo requests. Please help. This way, our form is set out and should not happen much. However, you may benefit... McDonald's ain't worth it, dudes. At this point, guys, I'm just doing this to be out of the house and drink the coffee and make these videos for you. I'm done with DoorDash. It's been fun. It's been real. Hasn't been real fun. But, yeah, I'm done with DoorDash, guys. Yeah, inflation is up. People can't afford it. A lot of people out there, they started doing DoorDash now. So fuck it. It's GG for DoorDash. All right. So okay. We would also advise you to widen. All right, so I get it. Okay, so let's say a dude wants to message a woman, but she rejects his photo request. Look what they say. Alongside these infos that we just gave you, always remember to worship Allah alone sincerely and make dua for his aid and guidance in your search. My God, dudes. My God. I mean, somebody reading this would say Islam has got to be the biggest grift on the face of the planet. If you're so damn ugly that women are rejecting to even see you, to give you their photo. Dude, what does... Come on, dude. Worship Allah. Have him... Come on. No, 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 no. I mean, again, I'm really hoping a bunch of dirty Jews did this to scam and mock Muslims. But if this website is really done by Muslims, which I wouldn't doubt, guys, this just goes to show you that Islam is the biggest grift on the face of the planet, dudes. Again, not the religion, but the people who supposedly are Muslims. Does Nickagram... I'm not doing McDonald's. Go fuck yourself. No, okay, so you guys make your own profile. What's so special about Nikah's profile form? As you can see from our website, our firm is focused on facts rather than feelings. So you get marriages rather than matches. Okay. Inshallah, of course, inshallah. With Nikahgram, you get quality information, and with most fields being multiple choice, you don't have to think and try to improve your profile compared to others. The standardized format with tick box answers allows a clear and conscious profile where no one loses out in experience and everyone gets good matches and potential. It brings out the best in you and provides good, honest candidates for you to choose your suitor from. So I don't get it. Are you like just no pictures and that you have to pay extra for the pictures? Where do we access the database? Is there a Nikahgram smartphone? We do not have our own app, nor do we intend to make one anytime soon, because rather than having our own subpar app added to the list of unoptimized apps clogging up your phone, we use easily available third-party apps to host our database for your easy access, maintaining all required features. Yeah, they're just basically saying, we just want your money, dudes. Yeah, we're not even gonna act like we care. How are the instant matches? Well, there's no time wasting. As soon as you request someone, your profile and family contact details will be forwarded to the candidate you're interested in, so they are presented with everything from your side immediately and have the choice to continue or not. For men receiving contact details, the benefit of this is that you'll have a direct method of contacting with the sister's family and guardian, and it opens up a straightforward door for you to proceed with the next steps towards marriage. For men, for women, the benefit is that you can also approach the brother's family with his using his female contacts, or put your guardian male contacts in. No. How do I unlock a suitor's family contact details? You'll find that a form to request. I'm telling you guys, DoorDash is going to hell in a handbasket. Okay. How do I unlock a suitor's family contact details? You'll find out a form on to request the unlock and make the unlock payment. Okay, so you have to pay to unlock, like we already established. This is paid to our company account legally, not through any fraudulent personal bank transfers. I don't know why they had to say that. I mean, yeah, they're paying you, duh. Well, I think we figured that one out. But why do you guys have to, like, fucking, you know... Yeah, two orders for less money than mileage. Yeah, keep it up, DoorDash. Then you will soon have your profile sent to each other with both sides family contacts. So pretty much how this works, guys, is that you have no pictures, you have nothing to go off of. All you know is, hey, I'm a woman. Hey, I'm a dude. You send them there. If you like a girl, you know, you can send her your family information, and if she likes you, she'll have her family contact your family. If she doesn't like you, she is simply gonna not respond at all, and you just wasted money. That's pretty much what you did. You just wasted money. All right, so this is the contact form, guys. Let's see, can we go back? Yeah, sign up now. Okay. I want to do, let's see a little bit more, guys. I'm not going to look at the legal stuff. Honestly, I think this is the best so far when it comes to quality and things to know in depth about a person. It's a very good, mashallah, takbir. Omar. They could be making anything up. They genuinely could be making anything up. Are you guys on Trustpilot? Are you guys on Trustpilot? You know, go to a third-party app. Okay, I'm confused. It said 50, but now it says 10. I mean, are these people even bothering? I mean, it says 50 to sign up, now it says 10. Are these guys even being coherent? Yeah, no, I don't feel like it. I know some of you guys are saying, Amr, you're lazy, dudes. I'm done with DoorDash. I'm just doing this so I can be out of the house, drinking my coffee, making these videos for you, thinking about shit to talk about, man. I'm done with DoorDash, you know. MetWeb is actually doing well, you know. And that's the thing, man. When you're on the computer like I am, using your brain, going at 10,000 miles an hour, dude, you need a break, man. DoorDash is like my break, you know. Kind of like going fishing, you know. Except I don't actually have to put in work. So whether you're never married, virgin, looking for a interested in Islamic polygamy. Again, most guys can't get a woman to look in their general direction, but they're gonna have multiple wives. So apparently, okay, guys, so you need 15 minutes. I'm just gonna No. No, so okay, so it says 50 here. I mean, the idea of the app, guys, the idea of the service is good. But, I mean, look, guys, real talk. Every woman out there has at least half a dozen guys in her community who are perfect for her, but they choose not to, okay? I just want to take a DoorDash order just to shut this motherfucking app up, dude. No. Free this, free that, but the dude has to pay. Register, this is not a sign-up page. Halal, free, halal, active. Why do they say free? I mean, dudes have to pay. You have to pay to unlock a person's profile. I mean, how is this free, dude? Really, how is this free? Of a masculine, well-rounded, strong provider, protector, man. Ooh. For feminine, homely. Dude, homely. Homely means unattractive. Pretty much homely means boring and uninteresting. Chaste, traditional, attractive woman. Okay. I mean, this gotta be a joke, dudes. This has to be like a fucking joke. Okay, let's go to the About Us section, guys. Like I said, I just want to go over this app with you guys. That way, when I go hard as a motherfucker on them, you guys don't be like, oh, Amr, you don't know, man. Maybe they're good people. Nah, you just saw that these people are gonna charge you just for everything. Did we just go through this again? Your marriage over our profit. Yeah, right. No, we already saw this. Profile form focused on facts. Like, I make $100,000 a year. I'm a doctor. I'm a virgin. I'm a chaste woman. Okay. Your marriage over our profit. Dudes, you guys just said that you're gonna charge dudes £50 just to register for your service. And then you're gonna charge them money to, like, unlock a woman's profile. Please tell me how that's free. We work around the Wally issue. I mean, do you really think some people on the internet are gonna put fucking... They're probably gonna put their girlfriend as a Wally just to see how desperate and pathetic men are. Holy shit, that's not bad. I know, guys, I told you don't go to Chick-fil-A. See, that's the good thing about DoorDash is that they put the address, you know. That's the good thing about DoorDash. That way you know where you're going. Do I want to do this? That's not... Okay, a good sign for DoorDash, guys, is that $1.50 per mile, okay? So if you do 10 miles, you should get at least $15. This is 15 miles, so that's half of that is 7.5. So yeah, I mean, here's the thing, dudes. 15 miles, but I'm gonna go all the way out. Nah, I'm gonna go all the way out in the boondocks. Nah, I'd rather do a $10 order that's 3-4 miles, you know, here, than go 15 miles all the way out in the boondock. Fuck that shit. Marriage coaching and advice, of course, you pay extra for that. Okay, so, okay, there we go. This is more of their About Us section. So their teams have people been working on other apps, but their app somehow is different. We have members from this generation and the previous generation who are responsible for facilitating tens of... Again, none of this can be verified, dudes. None of this can be verified. So you claim that your team has experience with other apps. We don't know. Can't be verified. The people who are responsible for facilitating this have done this with tens of thousands. With tens to hundreds of marriages. Again, this cannot be verified. We intend for Nikahgram to be a middle ground between the two extremes of Muslim marriage platforms. One side are usually stricter, conservative, or boring services, which often have below average user experience and subpar apps with long, vague, descriptive profiles, but give little ability to find attraction. Yeah, they just want money, man. I mean, Muslim women don't want to get married, dude. no woman wants to really get married. On the other hand, and are usually the overly liberal modern dating apps with Tinder-esque photo, but it's haram. Okay, Terrence Pop is gonna go live soon, so I need to wrap this up. Better off watching Terrence Pop than this bullshit app, but while leading you to haram. Oh great, now they're gonna have people saying it's really well made and thought out, the options are interesting. Again, Sister Zainab, none of this can be verified. If anything, they're probably a bunch of losers on Instagram who are responding to your bullshit. Shut the fuck up, DoorDash. This is great. This is a great new initiative, and I think it is the perfect halal balance between current apps. The form of profiles. Again, none of this stuff can be verified, man. None of this stuff can be verified. And if anything, these are probably low SMV people to begin with. We're open to all Muslims, no matter your level of practice, no matter your history, background, or location. We do, however, encourage traditional Islamic values to facilitate marriage. That includes emphasizing virginity and chastity. It includes reviving the sunnah of polygamy by men. Jesus Christ, man. 50 plus percent of all dudes out there can't get a woman to look at them. And yet here you guys are. You know, polygamy works for Chad. And trust and believe, Chad ain't on this app, okay? By men who are just and capable, especially to benefit elder or previous. Oh, hell no. Hell to the no. It includes reviving the sunnah of polygamy by men who are just and capable, especially to benefit elder or previously married woman. Come on, dudes. So, hey, Muslim sales. Come on, dudes. Somebody has to take this post-wall Fatiana. Who's $100,000 in debt, her pussy's blown out. Oh my god. Oh my god. It includes hijrah, moving to a better land for the sake of Allah. I mean, they misspelled Allah. But again, Allah doesn't, you know, Allah's in Arabic, not in English. I mean, that's not a big deal, but this app is so fucking Mickey Mouse. Understandably, this is not for the faint-hearted or the idealistic. There are many good Muslim marriage platforms which others can use. So why the hell would they want to use yours? What are these buttons over here? Oh no, that's Instagram. Okay, I'm on Instagram. So, okay. Dude, I mean... Yeah, so this is pretty much their entire website. I mean, you don't know what's in there, guys, until you pay them the money, especially you dudes. You know, you dudes out there, pay them the money, guys. Pay them the money. That's how you know what this website is about. Also, guys, I wanted to show you a little bit more of this website. That way we'd be a little bit more fair. There was actually something for their other Instagrams I saw down here. Maybe it's in the FAQ or something. Okay, Nickagram. Why can't I go back to... Oh, okay, this is an in-app. Okay, cool. So I can go back with... okay, I'm viewing this in the browser for fucking... what should we call it? Okay. All right, so let's look at their Instagram profile, okay? Twitter, one follower, one follower? Dude? Really, dude? Really, dude? You have one motherfucking follower? That's it? You guys joined in October? You've been online for a year and a half? And you only have one follower? We have officially launched our first Nickagram service, version Nika. Come on, Bismillah. Version Nika? You guys had a fucking... You only have one follower? You've been on fucking Tinder or whatever you call it, Twitter, for a year and a half? This is fucking crazy. Oh, it's leading to their Instagram. Okay. Fucking ridiculous, dudes. So that's their Instagram. Let's look at their TikTok. Is this TikTok? So they have 457 followers and 15,000 likes. Look at this. I mean, where is this, dude? Where is this? They're just posting other dudes. They're just posting other people's bullshit. Look at that. And look at all these dudes, you know. Look at all these dudes. With the exception of Gibler Romani, this white dude over here, and that's because he has JBW going for him. All these are ethnic Muslim chills. They're all sub-5 dudes. Look at that. All these motherfuckers are sub-5 ethnic chills, with the exception of Gabriel over here. And that's because he's, you know, he got JBW, you know. Gabriel wouldn't make it with white woman, but he can definitely make it with, you know, a Muslim woman, you know. But other than him, just about everybody here is like sub-5. I mean, you're a fucking Muslim woman. You're a fucking hijabi. You're looking at all this and you're like, yeah, yeah, I want this guy on top of me. Yeah, I want this dude on top of me, man. Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, look. And the thing is, these guys are probably better looking than the idiots who actually pay for this service. Dude, no. Oh, God, look at this dude over here.
And yeah, I don't want guy, that
yeah, ladies, this is the guy you get, ladies. And you know what's really sad?
Interesting.
This guy is probably better than the guys that they have using this app. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. You know, I honestly don't blame Muslim women for being dirty sharmutas. I mean, when they look at these type of guys, they're like, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna be a fucking sharmuta, I'm gonna bust it wide open for Chad, and if I can, you know, take care of myself, I'm gonna do that. Oh, fuck, I hate TikTok. Okay, so we saw their... we saw their Twitter, they ain't got anything. We saw their fucking... TikTok, ain't not all they have was Muslim sales, you know, fucking, again, this is their Instagram right here, man. I mean, Muslim sales, and again, the only one here who probably wouldn't be a Muslim sale is Gabe, and that's because, you know, Just Be White works in his favor. But the rest of the people here, I mean, again, guys, I can't blame Muslim women. When they look at dudes like this, they're like, yeah, man. And this is what we're going to be talking about, guys. I mean, what time is it? What time is it? Terrence Papa is going to begin a live stream, and I told Blake I'm going to be watching the live stream to make sure that it's saving... Because we had a little bit issue of MGTOW TV saving live streams. So I told Blake I'll be watching it online. So we got like 7:49. We got like a couple of more minutes before Terrence Pop starts his live stream. I'm pretty much done with this, guys. I mean... Women just don't want marriage, dudes. And the thing you guys need to understand... Between family, between friends... Between school, between guys on her social media, no woman wants this, dude. No woman wants to sign up for a marriage app like this. Because, again, dudes, you know, between her family, her friends, her co-workers, her social media profile, the average woman the average Muslim woman, even if she's, you know, quote-unquote a good girl, she probably has dozens of guys who are suitable for her, but she's like, why? You know, I'm making my own money. I can have Chad from Tinder come in my pussy when it's that time of the month. It's like, why the fuck would I want a relationship for? You know, all these hojabbies out there, they're all waiting for Chad. They're all waiting for multi-billionaire Christian Grey Giga Chad to come over and be like, hey, baby, I want you. Of all women, I want you. That's really what the vast majority of Muslim women are looking for, you know. I've said this to a friend of mine. I told them, if you have to go on a fucking app as a man, it's already over for you, dudes. You know, for you as a man to go on an app, you're pretty much telling women that, hey, I'm so low SMV that I can't even get a woman in real life to look at me. And what's this whole thing with polygamy, dudes? I mean, I tell you guys, the harem system is the future, but the harem system is for fucking rich Chad. Oh God, there comes all the idiots with their big ass truck and their neon lights. You know, like Aaron Cleary said, man, a truck for your average American dude is a penis extender. Not to mention, most of these idiots driving trucks are like fucking, you know, Yogi Obes short, you know. They make Yogi Obes look good. But anyways, I'm about done with this video. But guys, especially you Muslim sales out there, please don't fall for any of these scams. Women don't want to get married. Sheikh Imran Hussein actually wanted to start a marriage agency for free, of course, but even he came to the decision, even though Imran Hussein is like into his 80s, even Imran Hussein came to the decision that, hey man, these hoes out there, they just don't want to get married, man. And if they get married, they're probably going to ruin some dude's life. That's just how it is. So you guys out there watching this, especially you Muslim sales out there watching this, Muslim women don't want to get married. You guys need to understand, all these Muslim women out there, I don't care where in the world she is, if the bitch is decent looking, if she's a 4 or above, trust and believe, she has doctors, she has lawyers, she has business owners, she has all sorts of very well-suited men for her. She just simply prefers not to be with any of them, okay, guys? So if you think some woman is gonna hop on this Nikagram app and be like, okay, I'm waiting for you, I'm waiting for fucking Pajit, you know, to wife me up, come on, dudes, no. So guys, especially you Muslim guys out there, we're gonna see a lot of scams coming from Muslims, unfortunately, or dirty Jews who, you know, masquerading as Muslims. I mean, I would really love if this Nikagram is a fucking dirty Jew operation mocking Muslims, but knowing how scumbag most Muslims are, I'd not be surprised if this is run by Muslims or so-called Muslims. I mean, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. The worst enemy of a black person is another black person. The worst enemy of a Muslim is another Muslim. Let's see what these fools want. Yeah, Red Lobster, yeah, $5. Yeah, go fuck yourself, motherfuckers. I'm waiting for the big one, bitch. So anyway, guys, yeah, you Muslim dudes out there watching this, please don't trust any Muslim out there. Please don't trust any agency out there. Please don't trust anyone out there who's like, yeah, bro, give me your money, bro. I'm gonna hook you up, dog. Please don't trust anyone. You guys need to understand, if you're a high quality, high SMV dude, woman will chase you. Woman will come looking around. Woman will get on your Instagram. If you're walking around, they'll get in your space. If you're on Instagram, you're on social media, they're gonna reach out to you, dudes. Okay. If you're not getting any woman reaching out to you, hey man, you're just not attractive to woman, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah, you may have money. Yeah, you might have status. But if you're just not physically attractive to woman, again, woman, Jesus fucking Christ, DoorDash. Yeah, $3.50. Keep on dreaming. You know, look at this, guys. Look at this, you know. Yeah, look, all these Muslims have status. You know, Mufti Mink has status. All these Muslims you see here have status. All these dudes have status. But do you think women wake up and they say, oh, yeah, I want to get mounted by this dude over here. Yeah, I want to get mounted by this guy. I want to get mounted by this dude over here. Yeah, imagine Muslim woman saying, I want to get mounted by this dude. You know, he probably has money. He probably has status. But ain't no woman wants him, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, I can't stress this enough. Okay, if you're just not getting women hitting you up on social media in the virtual world, you're not getting women hitting you up in the real world by, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're tall. How tall are you? Oh, nice hair. I like your hair. What do you do for your hair? If you just ain't getting women approaching you in the real world or online, then you're just not a attractive person, really. You're not. You're just not attractive to women. And going on a fucking Instagram fake website like this, it's not gonna make it any better, guys. If anything, trust and believe, these women are probably looking at you saying, oh my god, I can't believe this loser wants to actually get... Guys, I've said this to a Muslim friend of mine a couple of days ago. I told him, man, these Muslim sales, when they try to join a... You know, because my friend was talking to me. I'm going to make this really quick because Terrence Pop is going to start streaming any second now. I'm going to make this really quick before I end this. I'm done. But I'm going to make this super quick, okay? You know, my Muslim friend was telling me that his mosque, they have one of those marriage agencies. It's for free, of course. You know, so you know, the mosque just has a service for, like, you know, you want to get married, okay, we can hook you up. It's totally free. And he's telling me, man, only the Muslim sales are part of it. Only the fat, ugly woman, single mothers are part of it. You know, decent looking people are not going to be part of a marriage agency, even if it's for free. Even if it's part of your mosque or part of your church, nobody's going to take part in a marriage agency simply because... These people are not good enough to be... look, man, I'm not Chad, okay? But I get female validation every now and then. Do you think I'm going to go up to our local mosque and be like, hey, man, do you think you can put me on the roster for a woman to marry me? Hell no. I have too much dignity, integrity, honor for that, you know? They say in Silicon Valley, companies don't get bought. They get... You know, companies, you know, I forgot what they said, but in Silicon Valley, they have an old saying, you know, companies do not get sold, they get bought. So meaning if you have a good company in Silicon Valley, Google, whatever, they'll go up to you and they're like, hey man, how much? We want your company. You don't put your company up for sale. This is what you guys out there have to understand. I don't care if it's your fucking company. I don't care if it's your fucking self. Don't put yourself up for motherfucking sale. If you're a Chad, you're gonna get approached. If you're a decent looking woman, you're gonna get approached. That's just how it is. If you put yourself up on an app saying, somebody please, please, please pick me, then you already lost. You already lost. So, and furthermore, this Muslim friend was telling me that all the Muslim women, they laugh at the Muslim dudes who put themselves up on the roster to be, you know, to be selected for marriage. So trust and believe, guys. The very few women who signed up for this scam app, first of all, these women are not going to waste their time signing up for this, you know. And if they do, they're going to have their other girlfriends in on it, and they're going to be laughing at all the Muslim sales, you know, trying to get with them. So at the end of the day, guys, have dignity, integrity, honor. Don't be part of this scam app or any other app out there. I can't stress this enough, guys. Even Aaron Clary just said in one of his videos today, we are living in a post-marriage society. Marriage is dead. Long live the harem system, but only if you are a rich gigachad. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.